This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
What is up, my Inter Miami CF fans? What is up, my Five Reasons, Messi and Co. family? How are you guys doing today? Wanted to bring you guys a preview of tomorrow night's game against the Colorado Rapids, game played at 7:30 p.m. at Chase Stadium. You might be wondering where Ashley is. Unfortunately, she's a bit under the weather, but the hope is that she gets better soon and we can have her back with us in no time. Hopefully she'll be able to join me tomorrow night at the game. We'll both hopefully be covering the game, getting interviews in with Tata, getting interviews in with the team, and bringing you guys live updates from Chase Stadium. But with that, just wanted to bring you guys a quick preview game. It was a quick turnaround from Wednesday night where we played against Monterrey here at Chase Stadium as well. So it's been a little rough trying to catch up with all the news and all the things that have to do with Inter Miami. We've been very active on social media, on X, and posting a lot there. So make sure you guys go over there and follow us at Messi and Co. And that's important so you guys can get a lot of the newest updates and then just all the topics that are surrounding Inter Miami and surrounding Messi and all that type of stuff. But first and foremost, let's go ahead and kind of just talk about the news that's coming out of practice and even on social media from Miami, Inter Miami social media itself. So right off the bat in the morning, we saw that Messi was training, was a full participant with the team in training. And that's really important. We've seen that he's kind of been sporadic going throughout the practices since his injury, where sometimes he won't come out at all. Sometimes he'll just work in the gym. Sometimes he comes out and does individual training. But this time he came out with the rest of the team and he was able to participate with them. And that was a really good sign for Messi. And, you know, especially ahead of a really important game next week, just bypassing tomorrow and next week with Monterrey playing in Mexico, we want to make sure that he's healthy for that game and ready to start and get some minutes in. So that was really, really good. We also got an update on Robert Taylor. It was told to us that Robert Taylor actually has a mild hamstring grade 1 strain, so he should be out about 10 days. So that's, I think, better news than we can come to expect when you see a player that doesn't necessarily get hit or touched by anybody. It's one of those injuries that just happens by yourself. We saw that Taylor in Monterrey had to come out early because he was right by himself, and all of a sudden he just feels something and goes down. And that's definitely kind of scary when nobody's around and the player gets injured by themselves. So, you know, it ends up being a bittersweet. He's going to be out, but at least it's not going to be an extended period of time. And that's always good. Robert Taylor is a big part of the team and really important in the attack, especially when Messi isn't around. And yeah, but that's basically what came out of practice. And then we get big news and something that's quite unusual from this team. I'm going to go ahead and put it right here so you guys can see. I'm going to go ahead and share this with you. Let me go ahead and bring this up on the screen. If you guys give me a quick second here. This is going to be directly from Inter Miami. All right, going to go ahead and share this for you guys, see if you can see this here. Basically, it says match day roster, Inter Miami CF versus Colorado Rapids, April 6th. The team, Inter Miami, the team that is famous or infamous for throwing out misdirections and not letting us know if Messi's going to play or not, has actually posted on their website, posted on social media, that Messi is back. a graphic that shows Messi walking into Chase Stadium. You see the number 10 on his back, and it says, he's back. That's unusual. That's not something that Inter Miami does, and they're actually doing it now. They've released the match day roster, and we can see on this match day roster that he is active on, and he's active, and he will be on the pitch. So, yeah, I mean, when's the last time you saw Inter Miami do that? So we can kind of just look through here. We can see some of the names that are going to be on the active roster. It still isn't a given, though, how long he'll play if he gets any minutes. But I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb that I don't know if he's going to start. But the fact that they went out of their way to say he's back is going to kind of indicate that he should see some type of minutes. I think that we can all debate what we think, you know, ahead of the game against Monterrey. Should he be starting? Should he be playing 90 minutes? Or should he just go in maybe in the second half and play 15, 20 minutes? Should he go be a starter and maybe come out at halftime just so he can kind of get his legs under him, get some repetitions, get some game time, and not have him kind of, after not playing for weeks, go in with no time under his belt in Mexico against Monterrey in basically a final for us where we need to win? So there could be a lot of debate there, but it still will be interesting to see if Messi gets playing time. But yeah, again, something that this club hasn't done before. I don't know if they're feeling bad that, you know, a lot of fans have gone to the games and expected him to play. They've continued to say he was day to day, and he doesn't show up. So who knows? Who knows what the intentions are there? But yeah, I thought that was really interesting. And then we've got our injury updates. We've got Yannick Bright that is going to be out because of his hamstring. He played a really good game the last time that he got minutes. So it just kind of showed to me when we saw Yannick Bright that he's a guy that can definitely come in and replace Busquets if he needs to be subbed out or if he just can't play. Yannick Bright did a great job at that position. You've got Facundo Farias is still out basically for the season with an ACL tear. Ian Frey is out with his knee. It seems that he's been doing very well in his recuperation. I hope he comes back soon. I think he'll be great, especially as a substitute for Chelo Wengant. Christoph still out with the hamstring. Robbie Robinson out. Federico Redondo, one of the most important players on this team in the midfield. I believe that they initially said he was going to be out 8 weeks. I think we're about 2 weeks in, so hopefully he'll be back sometime soon. And then Robert Taylor, as we spoke about, also has the has that 10 days basically of recuperation time. So I thought that was interesting. Wanted to mention it to you guys. But yeah, about that game, I think it's going to be an interesting game for Inter Miami. Inter Miami have kind of been struggling in the league since Messi stopped playing because of injury. I think his last game that he played for us was against Nashville and the Conca Champions. But after that, he's basically just been nursing that injury. We can kind of look back at some of the games since his last game after that game against Nashville. We went ahead and played against DC United where we won 3-1 in that game. But then we went to go play against the Red Bulls in New York and they whooped us 4-0. And that was, I think, a really tough loss for Inter Miami. They thought they could rebound against a really struggling side in New York City after that. When New York City came to visit us in Chase Stadium, they were a team that I believe was in 14th or 15th place at the time, struggling very much. And we thought that Inter Miami, even though they were playing without Messi, they had way more than enough to get a good result against them. But unfortunately, they just couldn't get the job done here at home against New York City. They missed a lot of chances, and yeah, they've kind of been struggling. They've only been able to muster what out of those three games that Messi didn't play since his injury, they've gotten 4 points out of a possible 9. And if we want to look at the standings, that'll probably give us a better indication too of where Inter Miami stands and also where our opponent stands. So let's go ahead and check that out really quickly. Let's go ahead and see where our standings are right here. And let's go ahead. Our standings right now is, let's see, Inter Miami is currently in second place right now in the East with 3 wins, 2 losses, and 2 ties. They've got a home record of 2-1-1. So 2 wins, 1 loss, 1 tie. Inter Miami is obviously playing at home tomorrow. They've done much better at home than they have away. So I think that that's obviously going to be a given. Anytime you play at home, you're playing with a bit more of strength on your side. You know the field. You've got the fans behind you. So that should give them definitely a positive And then, but one of the things I kind of want to mention too is this might be a little bit deceiving as well, because we do have an extra game played. We've got 7 games played over the competition. So whereas we might have 11 points and we're second, we've got teams that are right behind us with 11 points as well, in Columbus, New York, and then Toronto with 10 that have played one less game. So that's always something to keep in mind when looking at the standings. Now, as far as Colorado, how is Colorado faring so far in league play? They are currently 7th in the West. They have 2 wins, 2 losses, and 2 ties. Now, you might be looking at that and saying, okay, we're better. Colorado necessarily isn't the best team. But as we've come to see with this Inter Miami team, who's still trying to figure out how to play without Messi or with limited minutes by Messi, you never know. It doesn't matter who plays or what team we play against. I don't think you can ever be 99% sure that you're going to come out with necessarily a dominant.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
...game or anything like that, right? I think Colorado also, whereas their record isn't necessarily the best record, I think that you look at kind of their trajectory and how they've been trending. You know, they had their last game, they played LA, they were losing. I believe it was 2-1 or 2-0, something like that. They ended up winning the game 3-2. They had a really nice comeback, and they were led by their number 10, their DP, Mihajlovic, the U.S. men's national team player who, man, I mean, they were waiting for him. He came in January to play for Colorado. They were waiting for him to really find his groove and to start playing well for the team. And he definitely did that last game against L.A. He is really, I mean, big time for them. And that's something that we're going to need to, as a team, Inter Miami, to have to watch out for him, because he's a really good attacker. He's really good at playmaking as well. And I think that that's definitely going to be something that Inter Miami's defense and midfield is going to have to focus on very much. But Inter Miami needs to also focus on themselves. They need to make sure that they show up to play. They've got a fairly healthy squad. If not, we can't say 100%, because obviously we've got some key players out. But I think that Inter Miami right now have, especially if Messi gets minutes, they have more than enough to come out with a win against Colorado. It's important for them to get a win. I don't know how you guys feel, but I think, you know, going into Mexico to play Monterrey in the second leg of the CONCACAF Champions quarterfinal, you want to make sure that you come in with good rhythm. You want to make sure that you come in with confidence going into that game. And there's nothing better than to get a win at home after a really difficult defeat, after having gone up 1-0 at home against Monterrey and then losing, going down 10 men and losing that. I think that you sometimes team morale can kind of take a hit. It's really difficult to lose like that. So I think they need to pick me up here. They need to show what they're made of. And it's also going to be, I think, an opportunity for Tata Martino to kind of experiment with what he wants to see from the team going against Monterrey next week, right? We saw that against Monterrey on Wednesday. He played a bit more deep and on the field. He played with basically 4-5-1. He had 4 defenders. He had Gresso and Taylor basically playing as part of the midfield. And then he had Suarez up front by himself, basically giving possession to Monterrey. That's something that he's not going to be able to do next week. So you've got to kind of practice this game against Colorado and mess with some of the strategies and make sure, especially if Messi gets minutes, to make sure that you're a much more attacking team, because they're going to have to be a protagonist in Mexico and they're going to have to go out and look for the game. They're not going to just sit back and get possession like they did on Wednesday. So I think that that's one of the key things, at least for me, against Colorado, is to make sure that you kind of figure this team out going into the quarterfinal next week. But also, kind of forgetting about, I mean, it's kind of tough to forget about the quarterfinals, but also we continue to kind of have this narrative about, you know, it's okay if you drop some games. It's okay if you don't maybe, you know, drop some points in MLS league play because it's so early on in the schedule for MLS. But not so much. Now we're starting to get towards the middle of MLS season. You kind of want to and need to start getting good results and start getting more points. Again, we are second, but we also in the Eastern Conference, but we also have one less game. So it's going to be important for us to get back on track in the league. And just knowing that you've struggled without Messi, this isn't going to be the last time Messi misses because of rest, because of injury, or you got to remember in June, he's going to be playing with Argentina in the Copa America. And he also has later on, I believe in September and October, he's got games for World Cup qualifiers with Argentina. This team needs to start to figure out how they're going to play without Messi and figure out how they're going to get good results. And at times, I feel like it can also be something that's mental, where they think that the moment that they can't depend on Messi, that maybe within themselves, with the remaining players on the roster aren't enough, they need to get out of that funk, get out of that groove, and realize, hey, we're a good team. We're a good team. We've got Busquets, we've got Alba, we got Suarez, we got young guys that are really good, that play for their national teams. And they need to lock it in and make sure they start to perform well in league play with or without Messi. That can not continue to be an excuse. So to me, that when I'm looking at tomorrow night's game, again, whether Messi plays, doesn't play, or gets limited minutes, this team needs to figure out how to get back on track in the MLS, and in MLS rather, and to make sure that they can start getting good results. So for me, it's an important game tomorrow for many factors. And I think that Inter Miami can definitely get the win. It'll also be interesting to see who's going to start tomorrow. Is Tata going to opt in for playing a bit of a mixture between a starting lineup and a non-starting lineup? Is he going to try to give some players rest and others not? And I think that'll be interesting because I asked him about the last game, right, where we played New York City. And I had asked him, look, you let Suarez play 90 minutes. What was the thought process behind that? Was there a reason you didn't necessarily sit him down knowing that you had a midweek game for quarterfinals against Monterrey? And he basically said, look, they looked good coming into the game. And there was no reason for me to take him out. Even though, you know, we had a long rest between the previous game, so there's no reason to take out Suarez or rest other players. But that'll be a different conversation we'll have going up against Colorado after having a midweek game for Champions Cup. So going based off of that, I could definitely see where we might have some rested players for tomorrow's game. Messi might start. Maybe we don't see Suarez and we see Campana start. Maybe we see a mixture of some of the young guys get more minutes, like Santos get more minutes, Casas gets more minutes, things like that, especially being a short week this week and then going into another short week next week. We said Wednesday was the most important game in the history of the club. This coming Wednesday is also the most important game in the history of the club, and that will continue as long as we are in CONCACAF Champions Cup. So that's kind of how I feel right now. That's kind of what I expect. I expect that we'll have a mixture of starters and bench players tomorrow to start the game. I think that we have enough. I always think that we have enough to get a good result at home against a team that, in my opinion, and with all due respect, is not to the level of Inter Miami. And I expect this to be not necessarily a complete dominance by Inter Miami, keeping, I think, in mind that we might see a mixed roster. But I think it'll be a game where Inter Miami should come out with a good result and should be able to keep possession of the ball and really show that it can attack and it can get goals and hopefully get back to its goal-scoring ways. Hopefully we get a goal by Campana, who has shown good minutes, the minutes that he's been given this season, and unfortunately hasn't seen many of them over the last few games. But I think hopefully he'll get back to his goal scoring ways, and who knows, maybe we'll get a two I can see a 2-1 or a 3-1 game that'll be important and a confidence booster for Inter Miami as they go into tomorrow night's game. So yeah, I think that's pretty much it. If you're asking me if I'm a gambling man, which I'm not, is Messi going to play? I think Messi plays tomorrow. I'm not sure if he's going to play the 90 minutes, but I do think he'll get some minutes. Again, just going back to the fact that they made such a big deal to say that he's back. If Inter Miami says that he's back and did all of that for him not to play, I'd be very surprised. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow's game. I'll be there. Ashley and I will be there. We'll be there early and make sure to get you guys as much coverage as we can, get some of the player interviews for you guys as well. Always a pleasure being able to preview a game for you guys. And just make sure you follow us again at Messi & Co. Make sure that you follow us on YouTube as well. Like the videos. If you guys can, just put a thumbs up on this video. The more thumbs up that you guys put on there, the more that video is able to be distributed out through YouTube and more people get to see it. And then make sure you guys comment. I'm actually making it a thing now. I used to do it when I had a chance, but now I'm dedicating a lot of time to going through those comments and making sure I answer back, whether you hate on something I say that you disagree with or you agree with me and you just want to say, hey, great show, appreciate it. I appreciate all those comments. And again, I'm really looking forward to going through them and conversating with you guys and just getting your opinions on a lot of the stuff that we were able to talk about today. So yeah. With that, I'm going to go ahead and leave you guys and just can't wait for tomorrow. And vamos Inter Miami. Take care, everyone. Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.